I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Hey guys, it's Andrew. Here I am in my dressing room before the show. It's Beverly Hills night, and it's pumping, it's popping. We have Meghan McCain on. I don't think she's talked about this war between, this latest war between Trump and her father. So I'm excited to talk to her about that. But most of all, she's a massive Beverly Hills Housewives fan, and she loves Lisa Rinna, and Lisa Rinna's on, and we always have fun when Lisa's on. So tonight's going to be great. What can I tell you? I will see you in the clubhouse. Oh, God. Did I just say the clubhouse? That is dumb. All right. See you in there. She's the daughter of Senator McCain, and she's the giver of the bunny in cellophane. It's Watch What Happens Live with Lisa Rinna and Meghan McCain now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with a member of the GOP and another who's the life of any grand old party. Tonight on Beverly Hills, my first guest donned a faux fur and bore witness to some real fights. Here to break it all down, it's Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. She owns it. It's Lisa Rinna. And when she's not covering the White House in the Hills, she's unwinding with the Housewives of Beverly Hills. Please welcome the newest co-host of The View weekdays on ABC, Meghan McCain. Yeah. Great to see you, Meghan McCain. Very good to see you. I'm loving watching you on The View.
Me too.
Thank you
very much.
She's great.
I'm so excited to be here with Lisa. You and Erica are my two favorite housewives ever, and I'm so excited. Yes.
So nice.
And
my God.
I'm so happy.
Well, over at the bar is a man who finds Megan's hot topics absolutely sizzling. It's her husband, Ben Domenech. Super cute story that I just found out.
Yes.
Meghan saw Ben on an episode of Bill Maher that I was on with him. That's how she saw him.
That's how I saw
her
him.
Her friend said you should tweet him or something.
He's hot and conservative. Follow him on Twitter. He immediately followed me back. You mentioned him in your book.
I said he was hot.
Yes. 2 years later, a few direct messages in Andy Cohen, you can get hitched. Thanks.
See that? It's going down in the DM. Of Domenech. Domenech stands for DM. Let's get started. Rinna, we have to revisit last week's episode because you were blissfully drunk.
I was.
Take a look back. We love this watch.
I was.
Let's get drunk.
I love you.
I'm worried about my look.
God, honey, touch it up.
Take down your toe.
No. Camille, what's the issue?
Whatever was implied.
What's going on?
What's the issue? Why are we going round and round? What's the issue?
Everybody's reiterating everything.
Making a mess. Three.
You're fine. Okay? No, it's okay.
I've just had a couple cocktails.
I know. I really should.
These ladies are missing out on all the rent of fun here.
By the way, what had you had to drink? Because I have a feeling you're like, you know, wet, okay. Like 100 pounds.
First of all, I did not know I was drunk. I thought I was just buzzed.
Okay.
And then I watched the show and I am shit-faced.
Okay, we're on live TV.
Okay, so I'd had two vodkas by that point. And that's a lot for me.
Yes.
I mean, I, you know.
Yeah. Well, at Kyle's trunk show tonight, the fur was flying. Take a look.
Try this red on, just try it.
I think it looks better on you than it does on me. I look all of a sudden a lot more cheap than usual.
Sold, and I'm gonna pay full price for it.
Oh my God, I know. Look at that, she's got your coat on.
Please put it on right now.
I'm going to.
I'm gonna take the red coat, so can you go and rip it off her back?
Snatch it off.
Okay, guess what? Here's Dorit wearing a very similar red coat last week in the clubhouse, but it's not the same. I asked her. We have our first poll of the night. Go to WWHL.TV. Who looks best in the red coat, Dorit, Erica, or LVP? What did you think, Megan McCain?
Erica,
obviously. That's your girl.
Erica. Well, she looks, I mean, the best, obvious. I mean,
you guys at home are going with LVP by a definitive margin. I know you have a lot of questions for Lisa Rinna and Megan McCain, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Megan used to watch The Real Housewives and marvel at how such a group of often volatile and contentious women could manage to film together day after day, and then she became co-host of The View. Here's what, it's time for another edition of Candid with McCain. I have some Bravo Hot Topics. I need your answers. Sure. Last time you were here, you said Dorit was not your favorite person. How do you feel about her
this
season?
She's my least favorite on the show.
She
is.
Does Lisa hold Kyle to a different standard than Dorit and her other friends?
100%, and I think it's weird she keeps bringing up PK as a reason. Like, it could hurt my relationship with PK. I think that's weird.
If you were Raquel on Vanderpump Rules, would you be threatened by James' flirtatious friendship with Lala?
If my husband were taking a shower with another woman, yes, we would have many problems.
You would have a problem.
Yes.
Are you as obsessed with your husband, Ben, as Sheena is with Rob?
So I'm a fully formed person with a job. He's got a job. We're both political analysts. She doesn't seem like she has a life, and her whole life is him, and he's not buying it because they're not saying I love you.
Is Lala a good representation of feminism?
I love Lala. I ride so hard for her. She's so authentic. She can do no wrong on the show.
Feelings about Luann and Tom parting ways, moving now to New York. And what was your first reaction of Luann's tussle in Palm Springs? Palm Beach.
Palm Beach, yeah.
Sorry, Palm Beach.
So I saw them out in New York when I was still working at Fox at a restaurant in Midtown, and I was so distracted, and I thought at the time, I remember texting my sister-in-law who's here being like, their body language is a little off, so I wasn't as surprised by their breakup, and I feel bad. She got super drunk, made a mess of herself. If I got divorced and married on TV, I'd probably be way worse.
Whose side are you on, Nene or Kim
in
Atlanta?
Nene, 1,000%. I think what Kim's daughter did was so mean, and I don't believe that there were roaches there, and I'm totally on Nene's side on this one.
Thank you very much, Megan McCain. Well done. Second, tonight on Beverly Hills, Lisa tried to sort out the three-way fight between Kyle Vanderpump and Dorit, and it was messier and more sorted than the three-way Lisa, Harry, and I are supposed to have next time I go to L.A. Here's what. Take a look at Lisa Rinna trying to unpack it all.
What the f*** is going on? All right, you gotta tell me what's going on.
Dory goes, I'm gonna take a cab back by myself. And Lisa's like, I'll ride with you.
Are you really surprised by that?
Guess what, Kyle? You would throw yourself in front of a f-ing bus for her. Kyle and Lisa have a weird f-ing relationship. Dory comes in the picture. Vanderpump leaves Kyle, goes over to Dory. Lovey, 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 lovey. All of a sudden, Kyle's like, uh-oh, wait a second. There's a third person. Threesomes don't work, ever. It's a threesome.
So good.
I'm assuming, have you and Harry ever had a threesome?
No, but what I was talking about, maybe in my mind I have, but no, we have not had a threesome. But when you have toddlers, you never have a play date with three toddlers. You have two or four, but never three, because a threesome doesn't work.
Right.
So that's what they cut out of my interview.
Okay, well,
I was
that's
talking
okay.
toddlers.
Okay, well, that's okay.
Right? Well, you don't know yet. You don't have kids.
Many people say that threesomes don't work either.
Well, I don't think they do.
Yeah. Tommy, okay. Lee,
have you had
it's
a threesome?
Only a good
yes,
idea
some gay guy.
All right, but does it work?
It can.
Okay.
Okay, finally a Kyle by Aileen 2, Beverly Hills Queen Bee. Miss LVB took on the Bee from NYC. And it was OMG. Roll it.
It was a thank you.
Thank you.
Fuck you, we call it.
Fuck you.
That was about saying.
Why not say all of us go together?
I did not want her to go home on her own.
Now Kyle's got Bethany as a backup.
Don't look at me like that.
I couldn't let her go alone.
She's
a big girl.
She
is British.
Doreen's not British.
Oh, she is? What's that accent?
Don't start. You know exactly what you're doing.
Don't you tell me what I'm doing. I heard you guys lie. I don't lie.
I'm a bigger person, so there. Suck you. Thank you.
All right, here's what. Go to WWHL.tv because we want to hear from you. Whose side are you on, Bethany or LVP? It was fun. Whose side are you on in that?
Bethany, and I love how stealth she is. That woman belongs on The View with me because she is getting the digs in left and right, and it's very passive aggressive. I love the way she works.
I do too.
It was wild seeing her mixing it. Second time she's mixed it up on Beverly Hills.
Fun.
Yeah. Looks like you guys are going for Bethany, 75%.
She's protecting her girl. I appreciate that.
Right. Let's go to Tim from Detroit. Hey, Tim, what's your question?
Hi, everybody. Lisa, you're my favorite housewife.
Thanks, Tim.
Megan, I watch The View. Oh, you're welcome. Megan, I watch The View every day.
Thank
my
you.
Question's for you. Which housewives would make the best and the worst politician?
Oh, my gosh. The best politician. I mean, Lisa, because I think that all the Home Shopping Network stuff really endears you to America. My husband's aunt buys your pants and was telling me about it. I think she would be really amazing. Anyone who has universal appeal,
right.
So Erica.
She's a little loose-lipped.
That's okay.
Yeah,
we can have that now.
Right. That's okay, right?
Yeah, it's working right
it
now,
does
I
work.
Guess. Yeah.
Worst? I don't know. There's a lot of worse on the seasons. I mean,
right.
I don't know.
Let's go to Shannon from Key West. Hey, Shannon, what's your question?
Actually, it's Sharon, Andy. How
Sharon,
are you?
I'm sorry. What's your question,
That's okay,
Sharon?
My love. You can do no wrong, Andy, and I think you and Henderson should come down here and do the New Year's Eve sushi drop instead of freezing up in
the I would love it. I have no genitalia at the end of the night. I would love it. Thank you. I froze
well,
my ass
here.
Off.
We'll have
What's your question?
And plenty of genitalia for you.
Thank you. Okay. What's your question?
For the amazing Lisa Rinna.
Okay.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
Okay.
How are you? So I'm wondering about Doreen and that hot mess. How is it that no one sees the pot stirring she does, and then she acts amazed that she doesn't understand why people are at odds?
Is Doreen a pot stirrer? Something you've been called before.
Well, I have been called a pot stirrer for
yes.
about 3 years.
Okay.
So I'm really actually happy to have lost that crown.
Okay.
So I say, stir away, honey.
Mm-hmm. We have some tweets from some housewives. Erica Jane says, my friends are on.
Aww,
Bethany
yeah.
said,
love you, Erica.
Bethany said Lisa Rinna couldn't be more right about children's threesomes. And Camille Grammer said, you both look great. You're both strong
Camille.
Ladies.
She's very
cute. Megan Shadiak Acadian wants to know if you still think Trump won't attack your dad again.
Yeah, that was good,
have you
good,
given
guys.
Up on that?
Yeah, gave right up. He attacked my dad at CPAC.
You must have been.
Or people booed. He called me on the phone after it was reported in Axios that he had been sort of making fun of my father. We had a very nice conversation. Melania and I had a nice conversation. So, yeah, I'm super disappointed.
And when you spoke to him, did you got the sense that this was
it
never
going
to
be so nice and pleasant and respectful, and it's I don't know the answer, but it was over policy, which I keep being reminded it was over the healthcare vote, and it's fine. It's obviously not to put a downer on the show, but it's an intense time for my family,
obvious.
And love and support would be nice from all the sacrifices my father has given to the country.
Of course.
That's for sure.
Yeah. You're the first person to ask me about this, by the way.
Really?
This is why this show's dangerous, yeah.
Oh, my God, it's not dangerous,
but
you're
going to
be on The
possible.
View tomorrow with your mom.
Yes, my mom's coming
And you're
going to
be talking about
yes.
this a little bit, so I'm looking forward forward to hearing what she has to say.
I wanted her to come tonight, but she said she was too tired. She's going to watch. So,
On next week's Beverly Hills, Camille gives Dorit a gift at Vanderpump's birthday lunch, and she does not gag over it. We have a sneak peek.
It's fun. You actually gave her a ball gag. Okay. Do you give this to them for their sex life?
Oh, no. It's meant to be funny.
Why isn't this a joke?
Good time to give it to me. On her birthday.
Don't take it too seriously.
Shh. Baby. It's fine. It's fun. Let's move on.
I didn't expect to come to Lisa's birthday celebration and be the punching bag. I'm going to pump tonight. I can't say I'm in, Lisa.
Dorit, you have to.
Not after today, I don't. Mother if you, Dorit, do not laugh this off, I am going to crucify you.
Rinna liked that.
That's a maniacal laugh.
So Randy for Mandy said, did Rinna watch Brandy Glanville on Celebrity Big Brother?
You know, I didn't, but I saw like a clip from it at the end, and I had known and worked with everybody on the show.
Oh my God.
Seriously, I mean, I was—
Omarosa?
On Apprentice.
Oh my God.
And James Mars, what's his name? Yeah, I was his mom on Big Time Rush.
Oh my God.
I mean, I worked with Brandy. Like, I worked with all of them. I know Ross.
That's wild.
So there you go. No. Yes, no.
Megan Live Laugh Late Lay wants to know, we know things can change significantly. Who would be the best Republican and Democrat candidates for 2020?
Joe Biden, because it's a kill shot to Republicans. He's so well-liked. He's so popular. But there's a debate that he's too old and he's quite frankly too white, but I don't know. I'm not in the Democratic Party. Republicans, I think Trump more than likely will get reelected
if Democrats
don't put somebody formidable up against him.
Right?
But people are saying John Kasich will primary him, and I don't see how
will
you
primary Trump?
Mm-hmm.
No.
See, when Andy Cohen says no, John Kasich, maybe.
let's go to Corey from New Brunswick. Hey, Corey, what's your question? I wouldn't mind it, by the way.
Hi, my question's for Megan.
Okay.
What has been the most surprising or unexpected part of joining as a co-host on The View this year?
It's such a difficult job on so many different levels. It's highly political. It's highly nuanced. Trump's America makes everything really polarizing, and it's hard to sort of explain the conservative point of view with some of the topics every day. But it's a pleasure, and it's a challenge. Go ahead.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, by all means.
Sometimes you do seem like you maybe want to give up.
I have the worst resting bitch face of anyone on planet Earth.
Yeah, you do.
And when I'm angry, I have the worst poker face. It shows up.
Yes.
And it's very authentic, and I'm not going to fake this because I don't think there's a point, but listen, it's a privilege, and having the conservative seat in general is something that many conservative women covet. I love Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and I'm proud to do it, but it's a challenge every day. I prep as hard as I do for The View as I did for every news show I've ever been on.
Paul G wants to know thoughts about the new housewife, Teddy.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I don't like her. She's boring.
Rin is not overwhelmed, and you're not.
I don't like her. She's so boring. And please stop hiring people because they have famous last names. And I say that as a woman with a famous last name. Wasn't the house, I don't even remember her name, the Vidal Sassoon's daughter.
Right.
And then I just find her so boring. No offense.
All right, it's game time, everybody. Lisa Rinna says, I don't have to buy it because I already own it. Well, tonight we're asking her to put her money where her famous lips are with a round of Does Rinna Own It? Megan, I'm going to show you an item. It's your job to guess whether or not Lisa owns it, baby, then Rinna confirms it. Does Rinna own more than 10 items of leopard print clothing?
100%, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Does Rinna own a homemade sex tape?
I think no.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Does Rinna own Lisa Vanderpump's rosé?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Does Rinna own a Thighmaster?
No.
Yes.
I know. I got that one right. Does Rinna own adult diapers?
Yes, she did the commercial.
Well, I don't own them. I just got a lot of money to.
Yes, you did. Okay. Does Rinna own hot rollers for her hair?
No.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Does Rinna own a vibrator?
Yes.
Duh.
Kyle Richards tweeted, I think Meghan McCain would make a great housewife.
Oh, I think I'd be. I'm so polarizing everywhere I go, and if that's what it takes,
perfect.
Then
perfect. Perfect.
Maybe if you bring back the Real Housewives.
Ben DeVenich is saying no, no, no. Let's go to Lindsay from Boston. Hey, Lindsay, what's your question?
Well, my question is for Rinna, but I first want to say that I love that you bring my two wives together, the Grateful Dead and the Real Housewives.
Yeah. I think it's
me, John Mayer, perform with Bobby and Phil this week in Boston.
Awesome.
But Lisa, you tight little old ass, have you noticed that Lisa
Call me a tight little old ass?
Yes, she did.
Wow.
You have a tight little ass.
Oh,
tight little ass. That's not bad.
No, she said old.
Have
she
you
said
noticed old. That Lisa Vanderpump chooses every season after season her new flavor of the week over Kyle? First it was Brandy, then it was you.
She's saying that Vanderpump chooses the new person over Kyle every season. Have you noticed that?
I don't know if I've noticed it. I don't know.
I thought, at first, she said you have a tight ass, which I think is good.
Yeah.
But then if she says an old tight ass, I think, I don't know.
Well, I am old. I mean, have a tight ass, so that's okay. All right, I'll take it.
By the way, we were talking about this.
This is aging, my God. Like, we all age this way. Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's go to Tristan from San Antonio. Hey, Tristan, what's your question? Quick.
That was too much.
Hi, my question is for Megan, and it is, what tips or advice do you have for how to talk to the opposite side of the political aisle constructively?
I love that question. How do we communicate on the opposite side of the aisle?
Alcohol definitely helps in that situation. But I actually think I have found people to be very respectful in the world because people are just so curious about how we got here in different ways. And I just think try and keep calm and remember we're all Americans. We all love this country. I don't know, but things get really heated on my show all the time, and I certainly get emotional, so I don't know.
That's why we like it. it's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Barbara Streisand for revealing in Variety that two of her three dogs are clones of her late dog, Samantha. You know, I imagine when Samantha passed away, she only had to whisper, "Send in the clones."
That's good.
Sammy, now I have two Sammies.
Oh my God.
Try to dip this asparagus in the dip.
Wow.
Tonight, Chaco goes to the news that Stacey Dash is running for Congress in California. Are you supporting this, Megan?
No.
With this announcement, she is sure to lock up the crucial virgins who can't drive vote. It's a little clueless joke. I want to thank Lisa, Megan, and Ben for being here. Hey, we're here with Lisa Rinna and Meghan McCain from The View. Behind the bar, it is my bartender, Ben DeMenich. Megan's husband.
He looks thrilled.
So how long have you guys been together? I'm going to guess because that was like 2 years ago that...
Over 2 years.
You were on...
Yeah, over two years.
Wow, mm-hmm.
Very good.
Time flies.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What do you think it is about your dad that makes Donald Trump so crazy? Because I know what I think.
I have this theory, which I have nothing to back it up other than just guessing, that when my dad walks into a room, I mean, he's a badass. He's a war hero. People are naturally intimidated by him. And I think he evokes a reaction where people just respect him. And I think that's what Trump wants when he goes into every room, is he wants to be like, I'm the guy who's going to run in when there's a shooting. I'm a hard ass. I'm whatever. But if you have to say that, then you're maybe not as tough as you think you are. That's my theory. I have nothing to back it up.
I totally agree.
Thank you. Well,
I think he's everything he that the president wishes that he, you know, he's a war hero. He's, he commands respect, all this stuff.
That's my theory. Yeah. I wish, again, no one wanted, like, us to make peace with this, like Hatfields, McCoys of Republican politics more than me. It's intensely stressful and gives me anxiety. I want us to be a united party. But let me tell you, you come from my dad, especially right now, game on.
That's right.
Right. All right. It has to be surreal. I mean, I actually was talking to Rosie O'Donnell about when she was here about the idea of when the president goes after you. I mean, it's like, it's a shocking thing, I would imagine.
It's just everyone wants to call you and talk about it. And I'm used to it now. I mean, he's done it multiple times.
Right.
But I wish it would stop. It's not good for the party. I don't think it's good for the country. Certainly not good for my family, but...
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
I'm Michelle and I'm from Houston, Texas.
Hey, Michelle, what's your question?
My question is for Lisa. Lisa, you and Harry have been married for such a long time, especially in Hollywood. So what's your secret to such a good relationship and what do you do to keep things spicy?
It's funny. I was just talking to Megan about it. I don't really know. I really don't know the answer. I think that we are complete opposites, which
really?
We are complete opposites. And I mean, we have nothing in common.
You know what you have in common that wildly comes across? You are crazy about each other. I mean, like, you really, I mean, it just really comes across.
Yeah. We are crazy about each other, and you can't create that. You can't make it. It either is or it isn't.
Let me ask you this. Do you think, because you are so busy, and you have a million jobs, and you really do schlep to QVC,
I feel like once a month.
Right. Is it once a month at this point?
It's almost twice a month.
Okay, so you're schlepping there twice a month. He's busy. He's shooting. Is it a situation also where you're both so busy that when you are together that the time is sweeter because you're apart or not?
I don't think so. No. I think that we just really...
Right.
Yeah, no.
I try.
I'm sorry. I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think you either really dig somebody or you don't.
Yeah.
And I'm so blessed. We are so blessed that that happened for us.
What percentage of episodes of The Housewives of Beverly Hills does he watch?
He watches every single one.
Now,
he does every single one.
Does it still work that you get that week's episode like a few days before it airs?
Yes, we get it on Friday.
Okay, and does he watch it with you? Do you watch it together?
We do.
You do?
Yes. Wow. Isn't that cute that Harry Hamlin even cares to sit and watch it? I mean, he really cares about seeing it, and he's totally into it.
And
I
so mean, last season, when you feel you had a rough season last season, you put yourself out there. Would you watch it and would he say, oh man, this is gonna be rough for you this week or?
Yes.
Yes.
He would say, oh man, you really.
Did he ever get mad at you? Did he ever say like, why did you do that? That was.
Well, no, he has said to me, you can't help yourself.
Right.
You just can't help yourself. He said that numerous times, like you just can't help yourself. And I'm like, I know, I don't know why, but I go, you married me. So there you go.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. I love you. My name is Kate. I'm from Tallahassee. I just wanted to tell you that I adore you and Lisa Rinna, but my question is for Megan.
Okay.
Who do you find more entertaining, the women of Fox News or the Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Oh, the Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Right.
I mean, they're endlessly entertaining.
Yeah.
Do you not watch any of the Housewives?
I didn't watch Miami and I don't watch Dallas.
Got it.
But I would love DC to come back with a better cast. And you can call me about some characters.
Yeah, I mean, me too. I mean, listen, frankly, I really wanted to bring DC back for season two. And it really picked up over the last half of the season. But the Salahis really tanked that show. When the FBI is asking for raw tapes of your show.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Good thing to maybe not move forward.
What the hell happened to them?
Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy, it's Jake from Chicago. How are you?
Hey, Jake, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for Lisa Rinna. Lisa, I'm the biggest fan. I am the Lisa Rinna of my fan group. I mean, my friend's group. Why can't Lisa Vanderpump manipulate Erica like she has done to you, Dorit, and Kyle?
That's true. Because Erica is a smart fucking cookie.
Yeah.
She saw it from day one. It took me, you know, it takes us others.
But you've also known Vanderpump for a long time.
I knew Vanderpump in a different way.
Yes,
I really did.
Right.
I've known Vanderpump a long time, and I was blinded.
when I came in. So why does Erica see her a different way? I just think she's really smart and savvy and saw it.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
I think she's mean to you. And
hi, Andrew. It's Jonathan, and I'm calling from Minneapolis. How are you, buddy?
Great, Jonathan. What's your question?
First off, I love you, Lisa Renna. My question is for Meghan McCain, and I owe you an apology because I tweeted at you a couple of rude things the other day, and I'm very sorry.
Saying that.
Oh, I didn't see nice. It.
You're owning it. He's owning it.
It's nice. He's nice. Owning
thank
it.
You.
And I'm owning it, and my good. Question doll, is, first off, if you were at a bar and your four co-hosts were with you, including Whoopi, and somebody was picking on you about something that you had said on The View, which one would have your back immediately?
Whoopi. Definitely. Yes, definitely. Yeah. She's very, well, I'm the closest with her. Of yeah. Anyone. I
do
knew
you,
her before I
do you ever get into it about an issue with someone and you have a hard time going on with the show because you're still so hopped up?
Do you ever watch the show? I'm the worst. I'm the worst at switching between, when something frustrates me or angers me, it's just something I need to work on it. Like, I have a hard time shaking it off and moving on. The other women are masters at it. They're great.
Well,
Joy in particular, by the way,
I know,
shakes
Joy
it
is
off.
Like, I know, it's wild. Yeah. And I would think that it's really hard going up against her because she's also a comedian. She's dealt with hecklers.
She's
very
smart.
Fast on her feet.
She's done the show for 20 years.
And it's hard to debate someone who's like coming back at you with a punchline. I mean, that must be frustrating.
I'm holding my own. I mean,
yeah, I know, and you
but,
are. You really are.
Yeah, but I think there's the only time I wish I were a man is when you're a woman on a panel show, because men are allowed to fight and debate and get really heated and angry, and then there's an assumption that they're friends and they're like smoking cigars and whatever after.
Oh, that's
so interesting. I don't understand why people can't give us that as well. I'm there to debate and to fight. It's the point of the show is that we will have difference of opinion. It's called the frickin' View.
Yeah.
And the idea that we're fighting backstage, quite frankly, nobody has time to continue the fight afterward. But on air, there are definitely segments when I have been frustrated. And you can see it again because my chest turns really red and my face. Have you ever noticed I get really blotchy when I get angry? So, yeah, I got to work on that, too. But it's a great show, and it's such a challenge every day.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Stop tweeting me mean stuff. God.
Hi, this is Michael W. calling from Manhattan.
Hey, Michael W., what's your question?
First of all, Mike, I would like to say, Lisa, I love that you own it. And Meghan, thanks for representing conservatives so well on The View.
Thank you.
And my question is for Meghan. If you were to cast the real congressman of Washington, D.C., who would you cast? And it could be from both parties.
Does that mean, like, who's the hottest or who's...
No, you mean she's casting five congressmen or senators?
Correct. Representatives, senators.
Ben, we need your help.
Yeah.
Kinzinger and Tulsi Gabbard.
Yes, so good.
Who is it?
Adam Kinzinger and Tulsi Gabbard. They're also both very attractive and young.
Okay,
and yeah,
good.
That's good.
So that's
ones.
Two.
Two. Sorry, continue.
I need more time than that.
Joe
can I
Kennedy?
Throw Maxine Waters in there?
Sure, you're the expert.
She will reclaim her time.
Okay. Joe Kennedy.
Okay,
Ben
Joe
Sass.
Kennedy.
That's a good one, too. Ben Sass from Nebraska.
All right, perfect. We got it. That's a great cast. I want to thank Lisa Rinna for owning it and Meghan McCain for owning it, too, and Ben Domenech for playing along. Some more quick on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.